the word of God decrees. Let there be. To be me is to be free. To be free is to be glee. But only on bended knee. That's a kingdom key to unlock the real reality. Creation of the most high degree. Yours truly, literally, the mixology of authenticity, transparency, liberality, a class act, A-C-T, that's me. Dr. Letitia Webb, join the journey, come with me.
Greetings, you have joined the journey with me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and we are going to be transparent, candid, and authentic in humorous ways as we discuss the intersectionality of life spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, sexually, physically, and socially. Hey, we have with us one of our co-hosts of Join the Journey. You have already been introduced to Baby Bruh. Now we have my very own Doc C. How are you?
I am wonderful, Dr. Webb. It's so awesome to be with you here on Join the Journey, the podcast version.
The podcast version. Yes. Not the radio show version.
Right.
So you are an official co-host of Join the Journey.
Yes, and it's been an awesome experience.
Tell us, tell the audience, because I'm right there with you, so I experience it from my vantage point.
Yes.
But to be, you know, an official co-host of Join the Journey, we have been a part of each other's journey down for over 11 years.
Yes, we have.
But to be a part of this leg of the journey, what do you think about that?
It's very exciting. I look forward to our tapings every week and listening on Grown Folk Radio on Sundays to see how our tapings turn out. But for me, this is something new, something different. I've always felt in my spirit that my voice should be heard on a media broadcast, but now I step into the reality of it actually happening, and it's been awesome.
Well, people know you by Pastor Tab, Dr. Mowbray, Dr. Carolyn Page, which is your DBA business name.
Yes.
But who is Doc C on the Join the Journey gospel radio show?
On the gospel radio show, Join the Journey, Doc C is that voice of reason. Doc C brings the wisdom and the word. Mm. Doc C is the quote unquote the mom on the radio that sort of keeps us in balance or keeps Baby Bruh in check. Every now and then I have to put that noose around EP's neck, our executive producer, DJ Kid Disco, and also to be there to pump and encourage Dr. Letitia as she goes forth on the show and doing such a dynamic job.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much. Because as I share with people, like, this is an authentic journey. Like, baby bruh is my brother. That's yes. not a, you know, stage name from him. He's just been tagged that name, but he is my brother. So a lot of the engagements on the show are very authentic.
Yes, they are.
I would say those same things to him, you know, offline
yes.
as I do online, because he will take me there as his sister, yes. you know,
yes.
and you are my spiritual mother.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You know,
yes,
and
I am.
It, well, me and my husband. And
yes,
so
yes.
it is just amazing that, you know, my whole, you know, life's mission is about being authentic and not according to a sociological or socio-psychological perspective.
Right.
But the definition of authenticity that God gave me.
Yes. And it's so, so amazing. I remember back at least 7 years ago, being and living your authentic self today.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a dynamic experience and a development of you being where you are now.
Yes.
It's amazing
yes.
how God takes that seed and allows it to pop open, germinate, and grow. And I have the blessing of having been aboard the whole experience.
Yes.
The whole experience.
Yes, yes. That was on Blast Mondays.
And on I think I Blast did that Mondays.
For like 18 months.
Yes.
Every Monday. On a conference call
on
line.
On a conference call line.
Yes.
And it was well supported by men and women.
Men and women, yeah.
On the East Coast. From North Carolina to New York, well supported. And not only was it a well supported, but it was definitely needed. And the people that were on the line counted it to be an investment and definitely a part of their growth and development in their walk of faith.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely an opportunity for me to grow
mm-hmm.
and to become my authentic self. And like you stated, not knowing that today I would be a gospel radio show host, not knowing today I would be a podcaster, but we
right.
all have to start somewhere
Absolutely.
On the journey, you know, and to know that you have been a part of that journey is so amazing. And you were right there with me on Mondays, supporting me, listening, tuning in, sometimes chiming in
yes.
again
yes.
as that voice, as that more mature spiritual person. And here we are together still along one another's journey. But we want to know who Dr. Carolyn Page is, the DBA. You are doing business as Dr. Carolyn Page. Who is she?
First of all, Carolyn Page is my legal name.
Okay.
That's what my mother wanted me to be named after, actually, a wealthy debutante in the state of Virginia. Thank you, Mom, for imploring that legacy upon me. I would say that now Carolyn Page is, or Dr. Carolyn Page is, in embarking on a brand new mission in life. I find that there has been a deeper call, a wider call, actually a global call to ministry. And it's exquisite evolutions, and it's exquisitely made for women that are 50 and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that to be so amazing, because I started out very stubborn, not wanting to do, per se, women's ministry. But as God has matured me spiritually and matured me mentally, I find out that there's a need for the camaraderie, the sisterhood, the queenagers to gather together to build a team, to build a unit, to build a village, so that not only will we pour into each other, but we can go back to community and pour into that, giving them, you know, what was giving us life-sustaining information and wisdom.
I mean, I think that is so beautiful. I remember when you first shared with me, you know, the population of women 50 and over. And I was like, yes, you know, that is amazing because I view the woman 50 and over as seasoned, mature, confident. I mean, my God, I mean, she has been through some stuff.
Yes.
You know, she has been married, raised her, you know, had her children, raised her children, have grandchildren,
yes.
have gone through cycles of life, you know, and is entering in into, you know, the second half of her life.
The second half,
you know,
of living.
And she and I know that she has so much to offer and so much to give. Unfortunately, within our culture, that woman 50 and over could be considered as the low-hanging fruit or, you know,
yes.
that person, you know, that she's not as marketable in the professional world.
Exactly.
You know, she's not as desirable, you know, for an intimate partner or a mate. You know, so
yes.
many negative, you know, connotations and perspectives,
yes.
you know, are attached to the woman over 50 and over, but you are coming to say, honey.
I'm not letting the ball drop here. I am there. I'm in place. I want the women to know I'm attainable. I'm reachable because I'm seeing so many women in the second half of their life doing a lot of fantastic things.
Mm.
I met a lady not too long ago who used her 401k to start her business, something that she's wanted to do her whole life, but gave that up. That dream, that vision. I want to let my sisters know the vision still lives. The dream still lives. You are still full of purpose. You are still being driven by that purpose. And God has an expectation that you will fulfill your purpose.
Because as they say, it's not over till the fat lady sings.
That's right.
I'm like, well, why she got to be fat, though?
Why she got to be fat? But all things are good and work together for our good.
So that just encourages me that when I get to that beautiful age of 50, that there is a ministry for me.
Yes.
There is someone there who is, you know, cheering me on.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
that someone who is going to respect me and see the value of what I bring to the table and not just being a grandmother taking care of the grandkids. I'm not just going to be Nana or Nanny
right.
or Nana or whatever,
yes.
you know, name
yes.
that know that I have dreams and gifts and visions.
Yes.
And I am the mature woman. I am that seasoned woman. And yeah, you may go and get that spring chicken, but honey, just like wine and cheese, it gets better
with
age and with time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And I loved that you said that. We get better with time. So much about life that it changes during the aging process. So many things cause our thinking of ourselves and our self-worth and our love for self, taking care of self. So many of those things sometimes make us feel unworthy, and we need to be restored. We need to be encouraged. Not that I'm just, you know, grandmom, you know, drop the children off. I can travel. I can go on that cruise. I can go on that 2-week vacation and see the world, see somewhere that I want to be. I can start a project and I'm going to finish it with the thought and then my idea in my mind. Not only am I going to start it, I'm going to finish it. That nothing in life is so altering that it steals the joy of living life, of being productive, and not only being productive, but being a finisher. When you're older, people want to make that everything is like a finale, not going to be a final, that you might not finish, question mark. But there is no question about when life purpose has not been fulfilled, that it must be completed. And that's what I want, more than anything, women 50 and over to understand, that if they hear my voice, you're not finished yet. There's still a comma in place by your name.
Because we know that sometimes we put a period at the end of life circumstances, the losses, the losses of the divorce. Oh, I will never get remarried. You know, the losses of the job. Oh, you know, I have to retire now. The losses of, you know, I have to pass the baton on, you know, to the younger generations. And then what about me? You know, so I love that. I love that. So Doc C, I just want to let you and everyone else know that I enjoy life with you. I want to continue this journey with you.
Amen.
Not just on the podcast or the radio show, but my personal life's journey. I want to see you reach your destiny as you equally want to see me reach my destiny.
Most definitely. And this is such a blessing, because I find young women in my life, they just fill me with so much love and positive energy. And the force of that is so comforting and is so encouraging, that Dr. Webb pushes me, stand behind me, pulls me, tugs me as much as I do her. We're in synchronization with that. The thought of it and the actual tangible reality of it, that we are on one another's journey, but most importantly, that we're one another's cheerleaders. We're in the section waving the flag, clapping our hands, jumping up and down to the point of whatever it takes by any means necessary. That you will walk and live your destiny.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about Naomi's project, because I think we are the manifestation of the vision of Naomi's project.
So we know the story about Ruth and Naomi. And Naomi happens to be also my mom's middle name, my daughter's middle name, and one of my granddaughter's middle name. So in honor of my mom and the story of her life, and the story of Ruth and Naomi, I have named Naomi's Project, which is my nonprofit organization. And the purpose of this is just to help in the lives of women, young women, older women, but most importantly, single parents. We minister to build the family unit, to reinforce it, educational development for someone that wants to go back to college or take a course to enhance life, to take them to the next level, and to support them spiritually with guidance, assurance, coaching, whatever is needed. Those are the goals of Naomi's Project.
Wow. Wow and wow. So again, this is Dr. Letitia Webb, and you have joined the journey with me and Doc C. Do not forget that every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can go to the grownfolksradio.com. Again, that's the grown with an E, folks with an S, radio.com, to hear the Join the Journey radio gospel show. And you will hear me, Dr. Webb, Baby Bruh, Doc C, and every now and then our EP and co-owner of the Grown Folk Radio Station, DJ Kid Disco. He will come out of his heathen corner. Amen. We have a ball on the show. It is a gospel show. It is a talk show. We pray. We bind the enemy. We put baby bruh in his place. Check we him. Evangelize EP, DJ Kid Disco. So many things are going on the show.
Yes,
so again, thegrownfolksradio.com every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you.
Join the journey with Dr. Letitia Webb as we bust it up.
From the sanctuary to the street with Bishop Rudolph Mills.
Every first Sunday of the month, I want you to join me, Baby Bruh, Doc C, and our very own Bishop Rudolph Mills. He is Philadelphia Street Bishop, and he takes us from the sanctuary to the streets. If you want to bust it up with us and talk about all those crazy, quirky things that go on in the church, join us every first Sunday at 2 p.m. at thegrownfolksradio.com. Dr. Letitia Webb, and you have joined the journey with me. And today's topic is about fear. And I know so many people discuss fear. I want to come from the perspective of fear regarding what to do on social media. Now, I know this may sound really strange, and you know I'm all about being authentic. We all look at our muses or the people whom we admire, and we see what they are doing on social media. Some people use Facebook Live as their platform. Others use Instagram Story. Others have really awesome videos on their YouTube channel. And then you have others who have a really, really awesome website, and everything that they do, they direct you to their website. Well, in my own journey, as I develop my craft of painting and art, I actually purchased what is called Arts Bundle for Good. And I checked out a few of the artists, and I'm stumbling over my words because I'm just so overwhelmed of the content in the Art Bundles for Good. However, there was one particular artist, Creative Souls, and she shared about her page on Patreon. And I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. I started to get fear and anxiety regarding another platform. You guys, I even have a TikTok account. I don't know what I'm doing with TikTok. I don't dance. I don't sing. However, because I have this feeling that if I'm going to be famous or if I'm going to be well known, if people are going to follow me, then I need to be on the latest social media platforms. Well,
If we're going to be true and authentic to ourselves, every platform is not for everybody. Every social media app or account is not for everyone. We have to be authentic and choose the social media platforms that are natural to us. Now, I know in order for us to be successful or to get our brand out there, or if we just want more people to join our journeys, then yeah, we're going to have to get out of our comfort zone. That makes sense. We do not grow as long as we remain comfortable. The growing comes in the stretching, the stepping out, facing the fear, etc., etc. And so I have been comfortable with Facebook and Instagram. And truth be told, I'm a little more comfortable with Instagram. The only reason why I have a lot going on Facebook is because I instantly link the account. So whatever I share on Instagram, it automatically goes on Facebook. I don't create new content just for Facebook. Because when you read about content curation and online reputation management, ORM, you're like, okay, well, how do I, create content for Instagram that's different from content on Facebook, that's different from content on YouTube? It's like, who has time for that? How am I going to develop my craft, build my business, whatever it is that I'm doing? Work, sleep, work out, meditate, pray, go to church, be a wife, do this, do that. How am I going to do all of that if I'm spending all of my time on all of these different social media accounts? Well, I looked into Patreon and I'm like, that seems very interesting. Patreon is a platform where you have followers and the followers have to pay a monthly or a yearly subscription to follow you. And the subscriptions are tiered. And it could be anywhere from $1, $2, $3, whatever you decide to value your patronage, right? The interesting thing about it is I'm sitting there and I'm like, with the various things that I have going on in my life, as this podcast, the gospel radio show, and my art and painting, I want to develop a community. I want to develop followers. Is it really about getting 10,000 likes? Or is it about having true followers and people who are interested in you and who are willing to pay for it? Whether it's $1, $5, or $50, people feel their money. Okay. When you mess with people's money, you mess with their emotions and people pay for what they want. And I'm not saying I want people to pay to follow me. However, if you pay, that means that you are committed. That means that you are interested in me. So a question that I stumbled upon, this is not my own thought, so I will not take credit for it. A question that I stumbled upon was, would you rather have 10,000 likes on one Instagram post or 300 followers who's paying a monthly subscription to really follow you and consume your content? Yeah. I was like that too. I'm still like that. Like, that's a very thought-provoking question. And that's definitely something I need to ponder. Because so many of us want to reach the masses. We're trying to get 1 million likes or 1 million shares or whatever it is on YouTube that gets you paid, right? If you have one post and it gets 1 million views or X amount of number of shares, then that's what's considered to go viral. I think I would rather have 300 patrons, even if they're paying $1 a month. That is $300 a month coming in to my bank account from people who are truly committed to my gifts, my talents, and my content versus 10,000 likes on one Instagram post. So as I am managing my fear and working through my fear of how to go to the quote unquote next level that we all know is so mystical, what is the next level? That is such a mystical, monolithic concept, because the next level for me may not be the next level for you. Maybe the next level for me is to create a Patreon account. Maybe the next level for you is to develop a website or start your own podcast or take that class that you need to take to hone in on your craft. I don't know what your next level is. I know that I have to grow and I need to push beyond my fear. And I need to get out of my comfort zone. And I need to focus on building a followership and not just trying to get likes. Well, all right, y'all. This is Dr. Letitia Webb, and you have joined my journey on today. Don't forget to go over to thegrownfolksradio.com every Sunday at 2 p.m., which is my gospel radio show. It is me, Dr. Webb, Baby Bruh, and Doc C. And every now and then, our EP, executive producer, DJ Kid Disco, he comes out of the heathen corner. All right, I'll see you next time or on the next leg of my journey. God bless you. Hey, y'all, this is Dr. Webb, and this episode is all about the fear and anxiety associated with social media.